Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hong Kong politicians are making a splash on Chinese social media and finding mainland fans. Users have responded enthusiastically to their selfies, food pics, and Father's Day updates. Written by Joshua Young. Published the 1st of August, 2023, by Rest of World. Narrated by Elise Ribbons. In September last year, Hong Kong Secretary for Security, Chris Tung, published his first post on Chinese social media platform Xiaohongshu. Tung, a middle-aged government official, is an ex-police commissioner known for his role in suppressing the city's pro-democracy protests in 2019. He was an unlikely presence on Xiaohongshu, an app known as China's Lifestyle Bible, popular among young, urban women who use the app to swap fashion advice, watch makeup tutorials, and exchange tips on dieting and dating. Since opening his account, Tung has garnered nearly 75,000 followers on the platform, where he posts everything from his workplace soccer team to his calligraphy hobby. For a municipal official otherwise little known in mainland China, his fan base is unusually devoted. "I feel like Secretary Tung is trustworthy and personable, so I follow him," said Xu Zhe, a user from Zhejiang Province who has left comments on most of Tung's posts since discovering the official's account in April. "I consider myself a fan, so I'm willing to spend a few minutes posting comments to express my support." When Tung mentioned in a caption that his daughter was down with a cough, Jia Qiang, a media entrepreneur from Zhejiang Province and one of his recent followers, expressed concern. "When I get the chance, I'll ship him a little of my hometown's special herbal medicine. It can help cure coughs and moisten the lungs," he told Rest of World. Secretary Tung is very close to the people. Tung is not the only Hong Kong politician to have made a splash on mainland Chinese social media recently. In the past year, at least five government officials or agencies from the city have established presences on Xiaohongshu or Chinese microblogging platform Weibo. In the process, Hong Kong leaders have also introduced the practice of political personal branding to mainland users largely unfamiliar with the concept, an approach that has been met with effusive praise, enthusiastic comments, and rapidly growing follower counts. Hong Kong Chief Executive John Lee amassed nearly 1.5 million followers within 2 months of opening his Weibo account in July 2022 by posting political talking points alongside casual selfies, Father's Day updates, and food pics. Lee's profile now boasts over 4 million followers. Chief Secretary for Administration Eric Chan shares photos of himself sending care packages to the elderly and meeting secondary school students with his 170,000 Weibo followers. And the Hong Kong Police Force has released a professionally produced, 45-minute-long propaganda video titled "Guarding Our City with Faith" on Weibo. The enthusiasm for Hong Kong's leaders on Chinese social media platforms such as Weibo and Xiaohongshu sharply contrasts with their lukewarm reception on global platforms such as Facebook and Instagram, more widely used in the city. Li has only 57,000 followers across both platforms, and the comments below his posts feature everything from supportive messages and gifts to scathing criticism and accusations of police misconduct, reflecting the chief executive's polarizing reputation among his constituents. While Western social media users are accustomed to politicians posting as themselves on social media, no mainland Chinese official has used a personal social media account since the early years of Xi Jinping's leadership, when the Chinese leader began enforcing stricter adherence to an official party line. Cai Qi, the current fifth-ranking member of the CCP Politburo Standing Committee, drew widespread attention in the early 2010s for his off-the-cuff remarks on Weibo, but deleted his account after promotion in 2014. Performing loyalty is much more important than public outreach for mainland officials, according to Fang Kecheng, a communications professor at the Chinese University of Hong Kong. Social media became a very risky option for them because if they said something inappropriate, It would be a big blow to their career, he said. For that reason, Hong Kong officials' social media accounts are an exciting novelty to mainland users, Fang added. They feel like they can almost directly communicate with relatively high-level government officials. Although some of Li's most liked posts rehash central government talking points, Li has condemned Pelosi's visit to Taiwan and asserted Hong Kong's loyalty to the mainland, for example. Many popular posts revolve around his personal updates. Li's photo of his lunch, his announcement that he had recovered from COVID-19, and a low-quality photo of the moon he snapped after work all rank among some of the chief executive's most well-received content. The timing of these new accounts comes as no coincidence. Following the 2019 pro-democracy protests and Beijing's passage of a national security law in 2020, Hong Kong leaders are eager to signal closer ties with mainland China. On one hand, the Hong Kong officials' personal accounts have succeeded in boosting the city's profile among mainlanders. Li's posts regularly receive hundreds of comments, with users inviting the chief executive to visit their hometowns and referring to him as Brother Chao, Chao Ge, a pun on Li's Chinese name that also means super brother. Jia, the entrepreneur, said he started following Hong Kong news more closely after Secretary Tong opened his Xiaohongshu account. On the other hand, as Hong Kong leadership attempts to bring the city closer to the mainland, their social media presence could inadvertently accomplish the opposite, according to Fang. There could be mainland users who think Hong Kong's political system is great, Hong Kong's leaders are great, and they appear more transparent, prompting people to question the relationship between Hong Kong and the mainland, he said. For example, some users have called attention to the different internet freedoms between Hong Kong and the mainland. On June 30th, Chief Secretary of Administration Chan's Xiaohongshu account posted a graphic celebrating the third anniversary of the national security law. "What are the two app icons in the bottom right corner of the graphic?" a user from Hunan commented, referring to the icons for Chan's accounts on Instagram and Facebook, sites which are banned in China. "How come we've never seen them?" Given the significant risks of allowing Hong Kong officials to pursue a freewheeling social media approach, Fang doubts the accounts will be allowed to continue for long. Although social media can be used to integrate Hong Kong, you can't, in any way, threaten the highest authority, he said. In a recent post from Chief Executive John Li describing his visit to Guizhou Province, some users remarked that Hong Kong officials govern differently from their counterparts across the border. "If all mainland officials at the township level or higher opened up Weibo accounts like this," a Guangdong user commented, "we would have the lowest levels of corruption in the world."